Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Tomlin did talk to reporters after minicamp practices came to an end today, and that means the Steelers are now gone. We're not going to see or hear from any of them until they get to Latrobe in late July, so this is like the one break in the NFL schedule that you get. So reporters got their questions in here about among topics discussed you're going to hear is what Mike Tomlin said to them about T.J. Watt ending his holdout and showing up at St. Vincent College for training camp. So Nelly now has replaced Donnie, who is off to take
pictures.
Engagement pictures, would you call them?
Not
wedding photos.
What else could you call
them? They're not married yet, so yeah. So this is like the thing where they're like still in regular clothes and they have to like hold hands and hug each other and like fake a laugh. And
Alex and I had them. We took them on an incredibly cold day down on like the hot metal bridge, like we wanted them in the city and some of the city sites, and oh my god,
we never
did
them.
You never did?
Never did them.
Where would
god.
You have taken them?
At the sports book. I don't know.
She has it's you putting in a bet, handing over cash, while Amanda looks on lovingly. You cheering on like a random result.
Nelly, doesn't that work for you? Would that have been a cool thing? Or just the sports book taking wedding pictures?
I guess on, I don't know, emergency basis.
Nelly, I can
emergency
imagine
basis. That's like your number one. That's like your home
if
base.
If it really
now.
Came down to it,
Nelly, I can just imagine if you met a girl who you were dating and you thought she's nice, I like her, I could see myself, you know, going out with her for a
and
while.
Then she and said, "Let me read you my parlay card."
Or if she said, "You know,
fall
what
in
I
love instantly."
You know what I really want to do? I want to watch you go put together a 5-leg parlay for college football. I think you'd go out and buy a ring right then and there.
Right then and there. That's how you know. That's my sign.
That's your love language. All right, Nelly, let's hear Mike Tomlin today. Hit it.
You know, today concludes our offseason in an official way, but certainly there's more work to be done. That's the general messaging we left with the team. We just really kind of laid a foundation through this work for 2025, teaching guys and establishing how we go about business, the things that we do to build our environment that creates a space where we all can get better. We emphasize things like physical conditioning preceding anything else. And so now they go off and they continue along those same lines, skill development relative to their position, and just getting ready for Latrobe. This was a football-like environment. When we get to Latrobe, it's going to be a football environment. So there's a difference. We respect that. This work has been good, but we measure the quality of this work of how it tees us up for the real football journey that awaits. But I'm appreciative of the efforts, the participation, the energy brought. It was a good process. I'll pause for questions.
Obviously, you have roster turnover every single year, but how has this year been a bit of a different challenge going through this entire voluntary program? And
you know, I don't view it as a challenge, to be quite honest with you. It's a, you know, it's a pleasure from my perspective. I love the multitasking associated with our roles this time of year, talent acquisition, division of labor, development of schematics, player development, coaching and coaching staff development, I just love all the components of the Get Better process.
I know you usually ask the rookies to come in highly conditioned. For a big guy like Derek Harmon, Y.A. Black, is that cardio? Is that lifting? How do you want them to get better?
I describe it as conditioning relative to their positions. And so, you know, for guys like those guys, conditioning means one thing. And, you know, for KJ or Caleb, it means something else. And so they all know what it means because we've been afforded the opportunity to play in football over the last several weeks, and they get a sense of the rigors of their roles. And so, and then they've also had an opportunity to work alongside veterans and see the additional work that they do to aid in the preparation. And so, you know, our goal is to kind of define it for them and to teach them. But they're going to be gaining big time understanding about that and a lot of other things continually throughout this process, particularly for the young ones, as you mentioned.
Mike, are there any injuries that you anticipate lingering or affecting participation in Latrobe?
No injuries worth mentioning or things that could slow down our progress in terms of reporting football camp.
Mike, do you expect TJ to be there on July 24th?
You know, I'm not going to get into speculation there. You guys know what negotiations is about. I'm optimistic we're going to get things done because we got two sides that want to get things done. When that's going to occur, I do not know.
You've been in communication with him this week?
There certainly has been communication with him and communication between he and I, but I have no intentions of sharing any component of it with you guys.
After 1 year, you're going back to the afternoon practices in Latrobe. What made you shift away from the morning?
Wasn't hot enough last year, to be quite honest with you. Heat aids in the development of physical conditioning. It makes it a more stressful environment, and that's what we go to camp for. We go to camp to get better, and if it's a little bit more miserable later in the day, man, that's what we want.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Plan to tweak the conditioning test after what happened last year with Russ?
Again, you got to show up to find that out. I'm not going to display details about the conditioning test in this setting.
Cameron, last one. Cameron Johnson looks new and improved. What could you say about him coming back after the injury?
I just really appreciate his mindset regarding his rehabilitation, not only the things that you guys get to see out here, but throughout the process. Man, he stayed engaged all year. He was an asset to Corliss and others. He was ever present. He's a true professional, and I respect it.
All right.
That's when you know it's time to take a break for a month and change is when you get a punter question thrown in there.
A punter's conditioning question
of minicamp. Go chronologically, go back to the Watt thing.
Yep.
Cavalli's talked about this. He said this is the only time of year where these guys actually go on vacation. He really thinks the league goes dark basically from the end of this week all the way through to mid-July. So he doesn't expect anything to change with Watt. He doesn't think we'll get breaking news. TJ Watt has signed a contract between now and July 24th. So it's really going to be up to Watt again. Does he want to show up, hold in on contract that he deems unacceptable. And I do think, even though this was mandatory and he technically could get fined over $100,000, there is a difference between mini camp and training camp. Tomlin talked about that. This really isn't football. They put pads on and hit there. Guys get hurt. Roman Wilson got a dirty tackle last year, pretty much derailed his rookie season.
Who made that dirty tackle again?
I think it was Elliott.
It was either Elliott or Minka.
It was one of the safeties. So, I mean, I want to say off the top of my head that this was kind of like a blank fired by Watt just to, like, let everybody know how he feels. And I actually think he will show up to Latrobe without a new contract and just do the hold-in thing again.
The way they're talking, doesn't it seem like they expect that too? Like, they've treated this with, this is negotiations, but it's so respectful on their part, and Art Rooney, everything he said sort of makes it feel that way. I'm also, when you're thinking about the difference between minicamp and training camp, did you happen to see Deuce Staley's random quote about this? It might be my favorite.
No, what'd he say?
So he's the Browns running backs coach.
Okay.
And he was just,
man, how the mighty have fallen with him. He looked like he was ticketed to get like a head coaching gig a couple years ago.
Yeah, so he was the assistant head coach of the Panthers. He was asked about just like if certain guys had shown out. He goes, man, we're playing in pajamas right now. Get back to me about whether so-and-so has done a good job when put the armor on. And I was just like, how did he not coach under Tomlin?
Well, that's because everybody like that in Cleveland's freaking out. Like,
I know.
Trading the quarterback stats in minicamp like it's a battle. You know,
I have not seen
battle for survival.
For all I know, by the way, Kenny Pickett could have been throwing dots in practice, and Dylan Gabriel could look like the best quarterback in the draft this year. The only highlights any of the Browns reporters I follow that they're tweeting out from minicamp are Shedeur Sanders throws. It's wild how that's going. Anyway,
you know, though, but like they are talking about how this is like nothing to freak out about. They also did that with Le'Veon Bell, and I know he wasn't under contract and it was a franchise tag. But they're like, oh, it'll all work out. It'll all work out. Yeah, until it didn't. And then it caught everybody off guard. And then dude started freaking out and talking crap. I don't anticipate that happening with TJ Watt. All I'm saying is that they've tried to say, don't touch the alarm bells yet before. And they've been wrong about it.
You know what I would tell people not to underestimate? I guess to add to that a little bit, even though I think it will work out, is if you're just taking it, though, as fait accompli, like this isn't even a story worth monitoring, that kind of deal, I would not underestimate T.J. Watt's personal pride.
I agree.
I would not. Like, I think there's this idea that he's this blood and gut Steeler who feels the same way about them as a franchise that they feel about him. And I don't even mean this, by the way, about him as like a negative or a shot at him. I think he has more mercenary in him. Like, hey, man, I play a violent game at a violent position, and I want to make one more big payday. I think people should not underestimate that.
I mean, his brother left Houston where he was a god. He's like the biggest football personality there since the Texans came into the league, and he left for money. Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, a person you love from where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're live at Oakmont Bakery. It's the perfect spot because we're right down the hill from Oakmont Country Club where they're playing the 125th U.S. Open. A great place to stop and see us. On your way home after watching golf, or on your way to watch more golf. We have a new leader there to tell you about. We also have Ray Fittipaldo joining us next to wrap up how Aaron Rodgers looked in Steelers minicamp. We'll be right back. It's the PM team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.